主来感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们早晨用路加福音里头有一段主耶稣跟西门的交谈当中说出了一句很重要的话语。
And this morning, we'd like to study a conversation between the Lord Jesus and Simon, and an important word he spoke.
那是记载在路加的第七章。
And this is recorded in Luke chapter 7.
那里头有一篇很长的，就从36节一直到最后一节50节。
And from verse 36 to verse 50.
那这一段里头是有关法利赛人一个叫西门的。来宴请主耶稣到他家里来用饭。
And there was a Pharisee named Simon that invited Lord Jesus into his house.
那当然这是个熟悉的记载。
And this is something that we're familiar with.
那当有一个心里有亏欠的妇女，或者称为罪女，来到主的后头。
And there was a sinful woman that came behind the Lord Jesus.
在痛哭流涕。
And she cried.
而且用她的女人认为宝贵的长发来擦主耶稣的脚。
And she used her precious hair to wipe the feet of the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣就明白这个妇人的心里非常痛苦，需要有解放。
And the Lord Jesus understood that this woman is feeling great pain.
就在这个时候呢，在座的那些法利赛人那些同僚们，他们就心中有议论。
And then the Pharisees among them had some opinions.
一点就是说，假定主耶稣是先知的话，难道他不知道他是一个罪女吗？
And they said that the Lord Jesus is a prophet. Does he not know she is sinful?
那第二个就是，假定有罪的话，为什么让他来触摸，来感染呢？
And second, if he knew that she was sinful, why did he allow her to touch her?
当然是违反犹太人的礼俗了。
And this was against the culture of the Jews.
或者说律法上的禁戒。
Or this is restricted by law.
但主耶稣用慈爱很和蔼的声音跟这位主人西门讲提出一句话。
The Lord Jesus said in a very loving voice to the master Simon.
他说西门我有一句话跟你说。
And he said, Simon, I have something to tell you.
那你看出这个西门这个主人家他也非常的诚意愿意来受教，就说夫子请说。
And you could see this host, Simon, he very sincerely said, please speak, Rabbi.
圣经的对话不多。
And the conversation in the Bible is not many.
但是也都隐藏着很有很深长的意义在里头。
But they all have great mysteries within them.
当然从说这个字眼。
And from speak this word.
我们要从圣经的用法来看。
And from the way the Bible uses this word.
一个就表示说这个说是一般神具有全能的能够操作力量的话语。
And first, this can be in the sense that speak, meaning the powerful words of the Lord.
那这个话语不一定要用语言来表达。
And these words may not be spoken.
譬如说，在创世纪一章三节就说，神说要有光，就有光。
And for example, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
那地方就包含着神在创造的时候有绝对自主的意志。
And that's this thing encompasses the complete authority in his creation.
他想或他旨意是这样子，那就照他的话就成就了。
And when he thinks of this should be the way, then it will be done according to his will.
那就说神是用他的命令，用他的旨意来创造整个世界，整个人类得救的经纶。
And so God used his command and his will to create the world and the salvation of man.
那说在圣经里头，又另外一面有用于在人世间的交谈沟通。
And speak in the Bible has another sense in conversation.
尤其应用到主耶稣他的言教方面，就是语言的教导方面。
And it also is used by the Lord Jesus in speaking in his teachings.
单单看那个马太第五章到第七章，整个三章的内容。
If we read the content in Matthew chapter 5 to 7,
我们就可以看到主耶稣在这山上，他叫登山宝训，他做出就在新的国度，就神国来到的时候。人应该怎么有新的心灵来迎接他。
And the mountain, the Sermon on the Mountain talks about in the New Kingdom how people should have a new mind and motive, attitude to walk in it.
所以他就强调心，这个虚心的、清心的、哀痛的心。
And he emphasized the heart that they must have.
或者说他有饥渴慕义的心。
Or they need to have a heart of thirst and hunger.
或在受苦、受艰难的时候那忍耐的心。
And in their time of affliction, they need to have a heart of patience.
因为有这些虚心、清心或饥渴慕义的心，就可以得到要主耶稣要给的神国。
And with these hearts and mindsets, they will receive the kingdom of God.
所以一直教导，教导到最后第七章。
And so he taught until chapter 7.
就阐明两条道路。
And he laid out two ways.
或者两种果树。
Or two fruits.
或者两种根基。
Or two foundations.
来阐明说，你要是听了主耶稣也语言的教训。
And it explains that if you hear his words.
你相信了。
And you believe.
领受了。
And you accept.
那你就要打好处，你要选择出好的果树，结好果。
Then you need to become a good fruit and bear good fruit.
你就要这样走上那又窄又小的门路。
And you need to walk into the narrow way.
才会得到进入到得救的窄门小路去。
And so that you can go into the narrow door of salvation.
或者你要打那个磐石般的根基，才不会信仰动摇跌落。
Or you need to have the foundation of a rock, and so that you will not fall in your faith.
这是主耶稣言教所谓的语言教导方面他的谆谆的教诲，让人家明白神国道理的需要性。
And these are the spoken teachings of the Lord Jesus.
那么我们今天要看这一段。
And this passage we'd like to read today.
主耶稣对西门说，我有句话跟你说。
And the Lord Jesus said to Simon, I have something to tell you.
这讲阐明说，人间需要有话语来沟通、来交流、来互相了解。
And this tells us in this world we need to have words and spoken and conversation to understand one another.
看到情势不对了。
When he saw that things were not right.
需要矫正的时候，那当然就要表白。
When there is a need for correction, we need to speak.
那需要去教诲或者教导引导他人的时候，你就必须说。
And when you need to teach or guide others, you need to speak.
所以我们想到这个说的字眼。
And so when we talk about this word speak.
尤其在这个场合里头。
Especially in this situation.
它是一种表白，它表白心机了。就说他有一种用意要表白出来。
This is a way that he wants to express himself.
有时候我们对人说话。
Sometimes when we speak to others,
就是要把我们心中所想的、所考虑到的，要跟人家来诉说、来交通。
And we speak to express our thoughts.
所以它有一种抒怀、言志，就说嘛，表述你的情怀、你的意志、你的用意。
He is trying to express his mindset and his thinking.
所以人需要有这种情形，才让对方知道你在想什么，你的志向在哪。
So we need to have this in order to allow others to understand our thoughts.
那更重要的说，他看到需要有来消除误解。
And more importantly, he found the need to
或者需要更深一层的来教导。
And to teach in a deeper level.
或者要引导别人走向正确的道路。
Or to guide others to walk on the correct way.
所以他就必须说。
And so he must speak.
所以在这个合宜的时间里头。
And in this opportune time.
在这适当的这个场合，你就要说。
And in the right situation, he needs to speak.
主耶稣也就需要说，这是机会教育的时候了。
And this is why the Lord Jesus needs to speak at this opportunity.
所以他就跟西门这么说，他有话要跟他说。
And he said to Simon, I have something to tell you.
那其实主耶稣在这场话里头。
And the Lord Jesus in this conversation.
他先设下一个比喻。
And he first spoke a parable.
但这比喻以前，他先讲刚才或者到现在为止所发生的情势。
And before the parable, he spoke about what has just happened.
第一个就是他进门的时候。
And first is when he walked through the door.
这个主人或其他人没有像这个罪女这样的来迎接主。这样的尽心尽性尽意。
And others did not welcome the sinful woman like they welcomed the Lord.
譬如说主人家没有亲嘴来迎接或拥抱亲嘴，没有用水来洗客人的脚。
And they did not kiss him or wash his feet.
或者做其他很欢迎宾客的这样动作。
Or other gestures to welcome the guests.
可是这位主耶稣用对比的方法说，这位妇人的确都做到了。
But the Lord Jesus said, "This woman has done so."
并且她很哀痛的来祈求主，在无言当中有无比的苦痛的。
And she asked of the Lord in her great sorrow.
所以主耶稣再说一下话说，也要阐明人间有多大的亏欠。
And so before he spoke, he had to point out this injustice.
而且说还有意来毁谤、来非议这个妇人、这个罪女的动作。
And that they also defame and defile this woman.
所以主耶稣他就要就地来解决这个妇人他心中的苦闷。
And so the Lord Jesus wanted to resolve the sorrow within this woman.
而且呢，借着这个机会，他要造就啊在座的这些宾客们。
And through this opportunity, he will also try to edify the guests.
所以这场以下的话语里头。
And so in this conversation,
一个就增加主跟西门的彼此的了解，而且可以矫正他的错误。
And first is an increased understanding between the Lord and Simon, and also correct his faults.
那同时呢，向在座位的诸位宾客昭告神或主耶稣他本身的慈爱。
And also to proclaim the love of the Lord to the guests among them.
因为他来不是要救义人，
because he came not to save the righteous,
那是要叫罪人悔改。
But to ask of sinners to repent.
他好像健康人不需要医生，这个罪女需要这个属灵的医生。
And just as the healthy person does not need a doctor, the sinful woman needs a doctor.
那假定在座的感觉到说对神或对自己或对他人亏欠的时候，是不是也应该像这罪女这样的哀痛呢？
And if those among them fell short to God, should they be as sorrowful as this woman?
所以主耶稣底下所设的比喻。
And so the parable that the Lord Jesus spoke,
最主要的两句话,
the most, two important words,
就是说爱大, 就是对神, 对他人付出, 的爱, 爱心或行动大的话,
and if you have great love,
那他得到的偿还, 得到神的赦免也就更大。
And the reward and what he receives from God will be great as well.
这是圣经很明白的一个因果律或者同一律。
And this is a very causality spoke
identicalness
and
同一律
and identicalness
就以众逃得逃都众理得理逃就是逃理就是理
and this is the concept of causality in the Bible
就是说你种出什么你付出什么得到的应该也是同样的有这样的结果的。
And that is whatever you sow, you will receive.
所以说这个在圣经里头可以阐明，这是人生或神跟人和人跟神之间的一个必然的定律的。
And this is a law, a regulation between man and God.
因为罪女对主耶稣施出了这样的爱心，
或
她求饶的心这么迫切。
And because a sinful woman has shown her great sorrow to the Lord.
所以主耶稣要给她还报的，她的罪虽大，也是赦免也很大的。
And although she has great sins, but the Lord will also forgive her greatly.
所以在阐明人对神的一个动机了，人的用心了。
And so when we express the motives of man to God.
所以在这场合里头，主耶稣其实不但就用看到这妇女的信救了她。
And this, and in this situation, the Lord Jesus saw the faith of the woman and saved her.
而且保证她的信救了她，也可以平平安安的回去了。
And her faith has saved her, and she could return peacefully.
那从此以后，这个罪女就是说心中的这疙瘩或者这样的很大的障碍消除掉。
And this obstacle or burden within this woman will be taken away.
她已经可以明心见性，可以很坦然的在人生。生活当中过着
and she could live her life freely.
这个也给我们另外一个这样教导
and this also gives us another teaching.
那个心中也在议论的这些人
and those who murmured in their hearts.
其实也是世上的一个常态
and this is a regular occurring in the world.
因为人喜欢就是说站着说话批判论断
Men like to stand and criticize.
不知道明白的事理或者他的原因或者他的动机，就用自己的感受、主观的臆测来判断一件事情。
And before they understand the background of the situation, they like to judge according to their own will.
所以就给我们也想到说，我们不能像这般在旁边议论的、说闲话的人们。
And this tells us that we cannot be like these that criticize and murmur in their hearts.
那当然，当在场的也看到主耶稣在慈怜的手跟这个妇女的问题得到解决。
And but those who were present also saw the resolution of the problem from the woman.
那不但这个主人说，夫子，请你说，他得到明白了，得到教导了。
Not only did the host say, "Rabbi, please speak."
其实其他的人同样得到一个机会。教育了。
All those who are present receive opportunity to learn.
所以我们常常在想，我们人间在沟通交流的时候
And so when we think about how we communicate,
一个就是说你是不是愿意站在这个主人家西门这样的有心来请意的心。
On one hand, would we be willing like Simon to listen?
记得有一个老师啊，他在学校有专门的成就。
I remember there was a teacher who had a specific accomplishment in school.
那其他一个学校的研究所所长。或者院，然后另外一个学校，还有一个其他学校的院长。
And there is a dean from another school.
他们竟然能够到这个专门的老师的门前来叩门，先说我来拜访你，来请益你。
And they came to the door of this teacher and to visit him.
所以说，可以看出院长或这位所长，他这位对他学术界和对他的成就，能够一方面感谢神，一方面就是说愿意来虚心。
You can see how this dean has humbly come to seek the expertise of this teacher.
那主人家他是西门呢、啊，他是法利赛人。
And the host is a Pharisee.
他可以很不理主耶稣说的，夫子，我不，他可以不说，夫子请说。
And he did not need to say, "Rabbi, please speak."
或者说他不愿意来听主耶稣愿意讲什么话。
Or he may be unwilling to hear what the Lord Jesus has to say.
他很可以照着其他人的心态来批判这位。有罪的女人。
He could follow the attitude of the others and criticize the woman.
但是呢，他愿意就很谦卑的、很急切的心说：“夫子，请你说，我愿意受教。”
But he was willing to say humbly, "Rabbi, please speak."
今天世上大概有位分的人很少能够谦卑的了。
And those who have status in this world may be difficult for them to be humble.
因为他们一个气，一个趾高气扬的那种那个傲气在里头。
Because they have a certain pride within them.
但是我们做基督徒的，应该不管你位分怎么样。
But as a Christian, regardless of your status,
甚至一个很平凡的，或者是非着人家所不愿意看重视的人物
，and even a person who is seemingly very common,
他的话也有他可以珍重的地方
，and he also could speak words of importance.
也可以学习西门说这位弟兄这位先生，请说。
And he could learn from Simon and say, Rabbi or this person, please.
因为你听了会有造就的。
Because after you hear of it, you may be edified.
这是从我们愿意来受教的心来说。
And from our willingness to learn.
那另外一面，你也站在主耶稣神的那个观点来看。
On the other hand, we're standing from the perspective.
当你看到人家被误导。
And when you see others who are misguided.
或人家在论断。
Or who are criticizing.
或者说保持着这个错误的思想。观念的时候
，or they have incorrect thoughts，
应该有像主耶稣说愿意来开导
，you need to be like the Lord Jesus who is willing to teach and guide，
来施出说这个机会就是及时的教育了
，and that we need to grasp opportunity to teach，
那就说这位先生，我有话请想跟你说
，and you could say， Mr. I have something to tell you，
或者说这位弟兄，这位女士，我有话跟你说。
Or brother or sister， I have something to tell you。
当然，这是要有合宜的场合。适当的时间，你该说就得说了。
Of course, this needs to come at opportune time and appropriate environment.
所以从这个对方跟这一本方在他们的交流当中
，and so from the interaction between the two，
我们一方面看到当时场面在非常就是说复杂。
You can see how complex the situation.
但是主耶稣能面对这复杂或错综的情况来做出那个及时的教育。
But the Lord Jesus was able to teach in this complex situation.
这是主耶稣说，你们要灵巧，像那个蛇一样，就是要人要灵巧，要智慧。
And this is what the Lord Jesus said that you need to be cunning like the snake.
因为你要进入到这复杂的一个非常错综的一个人世间。
Because you're to enter into very complex situations.
你该怎么传道？
And how will you preach?
你该怎么样的跟人家交谈
？And how will you converse with
others?
该
如何的来引导他人或消除他们的误解、他们的偏见
？And how do you guide others and resolve their misunderstandings?
让他发挥出他本心的善良
，and so that they can express their the goodness of their heart.
来谦卑来受教
，and to humbly receive your teaching.
而你呢，也是很愿意的，非常和蔼的，很耐性的。
And you yourself need to be very patient.
而且有道理在里头。
And very logical.
能够说理，让人家服了。
You need to speak so that other will listen.
那假定有反对我们教会，反对你的说话的。
And so for those who oppose our church and oppose what you
say. 我对你有偏见的。
And for those who have bias towards you.
就因为你的慈祥、你的忍耐跟你的说理， 让人家折服了。
But because of your logic, your patience, and your lovingness, then the others will listen to you.
所以这场话里头，我们不但学习爱大，这赦免也大。
And so from this conversation, we can see how great love is and how great forgiveness will be.
其实我们学习到主耶稣他的忍耐。
We also learn the patience of the Lord Jesus.
他的洞察对方的心意。
And how he could see the will and the feeling
of others.
And he is willing to resolve and overcome difficulties. And so the problems can receive resolution. And so the sorrow of the woman and the misunderstanding of others can be resolved.
所以我们可以把自己置身在这场这个酒这个宴席里头。
And so we can put ourselves in the situation in the feast.
做一个位分或者为角色的转换。
And we could take a role play situation.
就想着你当你处在人世间。
And we think about when we're in this world.
你是主人西门吗？
Are you Simon the host?
或者旁观或者旁坐的这些宾客吗？
Or are you the guest among them?
或者是你愿意来开导人做及时教育的主耶稣？
Or are you the Lord Jesus who will take the opportunity to teach?
所以夫子请说。
And so Rabbi, please speak.
因为主耶稣说，西门，我有句话想跟你说。
Because the Lord Jesus says, Simon, I have something to tell you.
那这两个对话，这两句对话，岂不是父母跟子女，朋友跟朋友？
And this conversation can happen between the parent and the children and between friends.
或者说我们跟神，神跟我们。
Or between us and God.
好好的思考这个问题。
And we can think about this question.
那我们现在来看，圣经上我们在拿两章的经文来看对话，或者来看人心意。
And if we can now, we'll now study another conversation and see how the mind and the
heart
of people change. 也看出神，
或者是我们父母应该学习主耶稣那种心怀。
And also how the parents should learn from the Lord, the heart of the Lord Jesus.
也教导我们人间在社会在学校，怎么处事待人。
And how we should act in this world in society.
所以一方面学习到道理。
And first we will learn about
teachings. 我们一方面学习到运用。
Then we can learn about how to apply them.
在圣经的道理上或者在处事上都有造就的。
And so that in the teaching of the Bible and also in our daily living, it will be edifying to us.
请看马太十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
请看马太十三章的，这是一个很著名的七个比喻的全部编辑在同一章里头。
And Matthew chapter 13 encompasses all seven parables.
那这个七个比喻里头，主耶稣在第十节就回答门徒的问话。
And in the seven parables, in verse 10, the Lord Jesus answered the disciples.
说主耶稣因为门徒问说，主啊，你为什么对众人讲话用比喻呢？
Because the disciple asked, why do you speak to people in parables?
这是门徒们的疑惑。
And this is the question of the disciples.
因为这个比喻在主耶稣的教导中，在四福音里头，尤其是在对观福音里头。占了33%以上的。
Because the parables take up more than 33% of the four gospels.
那么路加福音最多52个左右。
And there is about 52 parables in the book of Luke.
所以主耶稣用非常清楚的教导，这门得救的道路，人生的伦常道理。
And so the Lord Jesus taught very clearly the ways of salvation, the way of the world.
那他也同时用比喻来阐明这天国奥秘属灵的。这样的另一番的层次。
And he used parables to clarify the mysteries of heaven.
所以他就用比喻来跟众人来讲说。
And so he spoke in parables to the people.
比喻是用非常有图画性、浅显的日常的用语。
And parables spoken in an illustrative way and very common way.
来阐明另一方面的，就比如说天国的道理。它的奥秘，它的奇妙。
And to clarify another situation, for example, the mysteries of the heavens.
所以这两个摆在一起叫 parabole, 叫摆在一起的一个阐述。
And so when we put the two together, they're parabolic or parables.
一个农夫，一个渔夫，或者家常的主，做家事的主妇。
Or for a farmer or fisherman or a common person.
他听到这个日常语言有图画性的。这个操作的这个图的语言
，when they hear these illustrative words，
带着故事性的比喻
，and these stories were descriptive，
那他就可以引到天国的奥秘
，then they could connect them to the mysteries of heaven。
马太十三章就用这撒种的比喻
，and so in Matthew chapter 13 talks about the parable of the sower，
芥菜种的比喻，
And also the parable of the weeds.
笑面发那个发笑的笑。
And the parable of the east.
或者是藏宝寻宝或者钓啊这个捕网鱼的捕喻比喻。
And the parables of the treasure and the net.
啊，都是在讲明神国道理。
And these are all talking about the teaching of the world.
那人应该照着这个操作的方法去做，会得到那神国的宝贝的。
And how we should act in order to receive the treasures of heaven.
但很遗憾的，众人虽然听了。
But unfortunately, the people, although they heard,
会像以赛亚书九章六节所说的。
It would be like what is mentioned in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
他们听了不明白。
They hear, but they do not understand.
看了不见，视而不闻，这听而不闻。
And they see, but they do not understand.
啊，那心里就是说蒙脂油，耳朵发沉。
And that they are callous in their hearts, and they are hard of hearing.
那所以神很就是很神就很伤心。
And so this brings great sadness.
他有点恼恨。
And he may become angry.
啊，所以说差遣先知去了，还是说他们还是听不懂，还是明白不了。
And he sent the prophets, but they still do not understand.
但是万一或一旦他们愿意听明白或者清楚了
，So when they understand or they have heard clearly,
回转过来
，and they turn themselves around,
他们就会得到医治的。
Then they will receive healing.
但是大部分来讲还是听不懂，还是行不了。
But most of them still do not understand and cannot do the work.
所以在旧约时代的选民被称为这个非常硬心、非常悖逆、硬脖子的一个百姓。
And so the chosen ones in the Old Testament are called the hard-hearted,
或者叫邪恶的以色列家。
Yeah, they are called the evil household of Israel,
或者叫恶民。
Or they're called wicked.
所以说这神对当代就从前那个选民世代的一个失望了。
And so this is a disappointment of God to the chosen people of the past.
那现在他面对的这个犹太群众。
The Israelites that he faces today.
也同样的用神的这个语言教导。要来这个心呢，要他们回来。
In the same way, he teaches them to try to turn their hearts around.
尽管众人都硬了心。
But although the people have hardened their hearts.
或者像旧约时代的选民那样的悖逆。
Or they're rebellious like the chosen ones of
the Old Testament. 但是他们假如愿意听了，心里明白，转过来了。
But if they're willing to listen and turn around.
那他们会得到医治的。
Then they will receive healing.
这是以赛亚书九章六节的话语。
And this is what it says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
在新约三次的再提起来。
And in the New Testament, it's also referenced three times.
那这个在讲什么呢？
And what does it say?
门徒说，既然你的听众，你为什么都用比喻跟他们说呢？
And the disciple asked, why do you speak in parables?
那么多，那么人，那么复杂。
There are so many people there.
但主就跟他们回答说这句话。
But the Lord Jesus replied to them.
你看，门徒问，主耶稣就会肯愿意来开导他们，回答这句话。
And when the disciples asked, the Lord Jesus is willing to answer them.
请看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
主耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。这个就是分出你们门徒圈内的、局内的人。
And this separates you, the disciples who are within the circle.
一样的讲道理，一样的讲比喻。
And in the same way, he spoke to them.
你们会知道。
But they will understand.
但是他们不知道。
But the others will not.
因为你看，他就马上十四节引着以赛亚书九章六节的话语。
And then in verse 13, he talks about the words in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
就是说，你们这些他们就外头人，听了听见却不明白，看是看见却不晓得。
And they will hear but never understand. They will see but never perceive.
就是百姓，这百姓蒙了心，这蒙脂油，耳朵发沉。
And their hearts are callous, and they can hardly hear with their ears.
眼睛闭着。
And they have closed their eyes.
但恐怕这个要翻成 less they should, 就是说，万一一旦他们就是看见、听见、愿意明白。
Then the less they should see and hear.
那他们会得到医治的。
Then they will be healed.
神给一条路，给一条可能性在哪儿？
And so God has given them a way, a possibility.
他教导当中分出你们局内人。
But he, in his teaching, he still separated into you,
insiders.
你们
他们是局外人。
And they who are the outsiders.
所以我们就要查验的，我们也混在人群当中。
And we are also among the crowd.
我们是不是成为主所爱的门徒的一群？
Are we the beloved disciple of the Lord?
主耶稣讲什么？我们耳朵不发沉，眼睛不很明亮。
And whenever the Lord speaks, our ears and our heart of hearing and our eyes can see.
俗语说了，耳眼明。 明白的明，明清的明亮的明。
And there's a saying that says if your eyes are clear.
啊，那的耳朵呢？聪，聪，听。
And if your ears are keen.
啊，就说你的 sensitive， 能够听到你什么知音呢、啊？
And if your ears are sensitive and can hear,
啊，那你这个心要睿智，那个、睿。
And your and your heart needs to be perceptive.
啊，能够 discerning， 能够明察秋毫。
And you can discern, discern what is right and wrong.
通常人不会这样子。
And normally men would not have these.
看不见。
They cannot see.
听，不闻到。
And they cannot hear.
心很迷茫。
And their heart is clouded.
就是他们啊，是外邦人，是一般的，不用心的人们。
And these are the outsiders.
是道理听不懂。
So they cannot understand our words.
学习学不了。
They cannot learn our teachings.
可是我们，你们主的内圈人。
But us who are the insiders.
眼明。
We are our eyes are clear.
哈，耳聪。
And our ears are keen.
心锐，睿智的锐，有智慧的锐。
And our hearts are perceptive.
啊，所以听了会明白。
And so when we hear, we understand.
会领受。
And we'll accept.
所以这个道理就让我们明白说，主用比喻跟他们说，还是很耐心的开导。
And so this tells us that the Lord Jesus speaks to them in parables, and He's patiently teaching them.
好像我们布道，我们在家庭聚会，在对人家的谈道理。
And for example, if we're speaking sermons or in a family service,
我们也是希望一旦他们明白，一旦他们从那他们的外圈外到你们的局内人。
And we also hope that the others can understand and come from being outsiders to become insiders.
岂不一同来收获？欢虽然是眼泪的撒种，可是用欢心的欢喜的心来收获呢？
And so although they sow in sorrow, but they will reap in gladness.
所以我们想一想，你是你们呢，还是他们？
So we need to think about whether we are the insiders or the outsiders.
但是我们对主耶稣说，他愿意回答我们，我们非常感谢的。
And so when the Lord Jesus is willing to answer us, we need to be thankful.
好，我们再看另外一十六章。马太十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
请看在第五节以下那里。
And from verse 5 onwards.
这个是主耶稣跟门徒在对话或者在交谈中啊。
And here is another conversation between the Lord Jesus and the disciples.
你从这个四福音里头可以看出一个经常有的现象。
And you can see a common situation in the four Gospels.
英文叫 cognitive but discrepancy, 就认知上的失误偏差。
And this is the cognitive discrepancies.
就你的认知，主耶稣跟你说的，你对他的旨意，对他的用心偏差掉了，误失掉了。
And when the Lord Jesus speaks to you, you misperceive what he means.
在旧约时代，先知有 cognitive dissonance, 就是他的预言。要还没有实现以前那种认知的那种不调和。
In the Old Testament, there's a cognitive dissonance, and it's because what he says has not come to pass.
在新约时代，我们有这样认知的误差。
But in the New Testament, we have a cognitive discrepancies.
好，那我们还以为我们知道最懂最准确的。
And we still believe that what we know is correct.
啊，有时候以恶传恶，大家就变成一个习以为常的 convention。Conventional wisdom.
And we continue to preach wrong things and it becomes conventional wisdom.
的确要检讨一下。
But sometimes we need to examine ourselves.
我们都不太检讨我们所听所看的。
We do not often examine what we hear and what we see.
就以为说听到就对，想到就对。
And we think that whatever we think and whatever we hear are correct.
但不一定。
But this may not be so.
所以就一个例子了。
And here is the example.
主耶稣要渡船到对方去。
And the Lord Jesus is about to take a boat across the lake.
那门徒忘记带面包。
And the disciples forgot to bring the bread.
那主耶稣就说：“哎呀，你们呐，要注意哦，要谨慎，要防备法利赛人跟撒都该人的笑啊。”
And so the Lord Jesus said, "Be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees."
这个场合刚好凑巧。
And this situation was a coincidence.
因为面包用那个酵面可以把它发酵，可以做成。大麦饼。
And because the bread needs to be made with yeast.
那加利利渔人吃了一个三明治，中间夹着这个加利湖的那好像五锅鱼那个鱼。
And the fishermen of the Galilee, they would eat a sandwich with a fish in between. They forgot or they did not bring enough bread.
但主耶稣不是在讲面包, 他说你们啊, 要注意在走, 行走, 在传道时候, 要注意到法利赛人跟撒都该人的, 这个,
The Lord Jesus was not speaking about the bread, but he was talking about the deviated teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
因为法利赛人或撒都该人，他们一个叫宗教的形式主义，就为善，我就是外表很注重。
And because of Pharisees and Sadducees, they emphasize formalities.
或者他们非常也拘守，非常谨守，scrupulous.
And they're very scrupulous.
所以非常让你非常的紧张，不晓怎么样处置，恐怕触犯他们所说的这规条。
And so you may be always on guard to not go against them.
他们说起来还真好像条条有道理。
When they speak, it seems like they're very logical.
可是呢，有时候违反了神的旨意、神的公义、慈怜悯、谦卑的这个原则。Sometimes
they go against the righteousness and the mercy of God.
所以他就主耶稣吩咐说，你们要防备这种宗教上的伪善呢、形式主义了。 只注重字句、忘记经义的这种教导。And
so what Jesus is reminding them that they must be on guard against forgetting. The true teaching behind the formalities.
或者说，撒都该人不相信有灵魂，不相信有天使，不相信死后的事情。
Sadducees, they do not believe in a soul. Sadducees, they do not believe in a soul or angels.
而且他们是跟保皇党在一起的，那如果Royalists， 他们跟那个更多嘛政权跟那个西律大王王室在一起的。And
they group themselves with the royalties.
所以你们要谨慎了，神国的道理啊，要纯净。
So needs to be on guard and ensure the purity of the teaching of God.
以神的旨意，以神的国为重的，神的义为重的。
And when you place importance in the teaching and the righteousness of God.
那这些道理，假如违反神的国、神的义，有很谆谆教诲的大道理，你们要谨慎。
You need to be on guard against the teaching that goes against the righteousness in the kingdom of God.
主耶稣是语重心长的教导他们要防备那些异端、那些伪善。
Here the Lord Jesus is intending to ask them to guard against these deviated teachings.
或者说他们 religious hypocrisy.
Or reject the hypocrisy.
所以这个都是他们要注意，可是门徒还在低估。
And this is what they need to be on guard about, but the disciples did not understand.
所以主耶稣才说，你们忘记吗？有一次四千人，有一次五千人，这个少的饼、少的鱼，便给他们吃，大家吃得饱足。
And the Lord Jesus said, have you forgotten the 4,000 and 5,000 that were fed with the bread?
刚才那个话不指着面包，你们忘记带的面包说的。
And he said, why it says, not regarding the bread you forgot to bring.
是指着他们的伪善、宗教形式主义跟他们偏差的教导啊。
That I am referencing the hypocrisy and the deviated teachings.
请问，我们有时候是不是这样，马上就直觉的在反应呢？
And so sometimes we may act our own instincts.
不管是道理或人，那对方跟你讲的话。
Regardless of this is in regards to teaching or what other people have said.
就心中就嘀咕了，我们岂不是这样？你才说这样，你才这样子。
And we may murmur within ourselves, "What didn't we do this because you said this?"
这有点俗气了。 因为不够谨慎，不够明白，不够察觉神或对方的心意何在。
And this is because we have not been cautious and mindful of the will of God.
好，所以这里对方语言有深一层进一步的意义，我们应该就学着这门徒在听底下主耶稣说的哦，要原来防备这个法利赛人、撒都该人的教训，而不是面包的事了。
And so we need to learn from the disciples and understand what the Lord Jesus said when he said, guard against the east of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
所以认知的偏差可以得到调整。
And so the discrepancies can be corrected.
我们再看，也是同一章，请看15节， 13节以下，这一段到20节。
Let's read Matthew 16 from verse 13 to 20.
这是这个彼得受主耶稣称赞。 的重要的根据，
and this is a reason why Peter received praise from the Lord Jesus.
也是彼得以后成为教会柱石，哈，就别开心面的，别开生面的这样的立定这个使徒教会开宗。 名义的第一步。
And this is also the first step in Peter becoming the rock and the pillar of the church.
因为他认识主耶稣。
Because he understood the Lord Jesus.
因为犹太人不能认识主耶稣，就集中在两点，也为这两点称为宗教上的一个亵渎罪。
And Jews cannot understand the Lord Jesus in two ways, and these become the basis of their
blasphemy.
Being a blaspheme against the Lord.
那一个就是主耶稣是神的儿子。
And first is that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
第二个是主耶稣是基督，就是受膏者，弥赛亚。
And second is that the Lord Jesus is the Christ, He's the anointed one.
那当然这也包括君王。
And this means that He's the King.
是神的牧人。
And He's the minister of God.
Shepherd
of God.
然后呢是神的中保，神人之间中保。
And He is the mediator between man and God.
大祭司。
And he is the high priest.
所以神儿子跟基督这两个名分，其实主耶稣来就要显示给犹太人和外邦人知道的。
And so being the Son of God and being Christ is the status that he wants to express to the people.
大家都不明白。
But the others can understand.
连宗教跟司法法庭的这公会也认为主耶稣在亵渎神。
And even the council feels that the Lord Jesus is blaspheming against God.
但主耶稣的确是为这两个名分来的。
So the Lord Jesus came for these two statuses.
以后使徒行传，那这个门徒们在传道里也是对犹太人介绍主耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
In the book of Acts, when they preached to the Jews, they also introduced the Lord Jesus as Christ, the Son of God.
在宗教方面，主耶稣就是这个位分来。
And so, in the religious sense, the Lord, this is the status of the Lord Jesus.
那众人再回答主耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”
And when the multitude replies to Lord Jesus when he asks, "Who do you think I am?"
其实这也在测验我们会众对主的认识、对道理的认识的层次了。
It's also testing our level of understanding of God and His words.
有的从表面来看
，Some people can see the superficial.
有的从社会的传闻来听来看
，Some people understand from the saying of the world.
有的从自己肤浅的感受来说
，And some people. Will speak according to what they feel.
都一直猜测，一直的推论。
And they will continue to guess.
但主耶稣问彼得说：“彼得，巴拿的这个巴约拿巴是亚南化的儿子 Ben 哈，约拿巴的这比萨的西门，约拿的儿子西门呢？你怎么说我呢
？”And he said to Peter, "Who do you say I am?"
那彼得就说对了。
And Peter answered correctly.
说你是神的儿子哈，你是永生神的儿子，你是基督。
And Simon Peter answered, "You are Christ, the Son of the Living God."
这个是包含了主耶稣来到人间，他带着神的位分。
And this encompasses the position of the Lord.
跟他的任务来的。
And his mission of coming into this world.
所以主耶稣就称赞彼得。
And so the Lord Jesus praised Peter.
以及 Pedro 本身就是磐石嘛，也是应验他的语这个名字的含义的。
And Peter itself means rock.
就是说以后教会要建立在这里开始的磐石，但这个磐石更大就是主耶稣本身了。
And he says that the church we built on this rock.
那当然更大的磐石是主耶稣。
And the greater rock is the Lord Jesus.
那你就看使徒行传二章，彼得起来。就是说对众人宣讲这个福音，用宣讲 proclamation 这个字眼。
And you can see in Acts chapter 2 when Peter proclaimed the gospel to the multitude.
所以开创使徒教会。
And this established the apostolic church.
所以这个教会建立在这个磐石，主耶稣指定的，以后成为主耶稣这个大磐石上的教会了。
And so this church is established on this rock appointed by the Lord Jesus, who is the greater rock.
所以这里是主耶稣对门徒，尤其对西门，他的一个，你讲对的话，神肯定你，确认你。
And this is the affirmation of the Lord Jesus that is given to Peter, who spoke the right words.
而且给旁边在互相在猜测的。的推论都不太准确的人们一个教训。
And also a teaching to those who are teaching, who are guessing and discussing among
themselves. 因为旁边这些人是凭着主观，凭着这个血肉的感觉。
And because other people are speaking according to their own objectivity.
血气应该说血气。
And according to their fleshly
understanding. 但是彼得是从属灵方面，从天启神的启示方面得到这个。很明白的招式。
The Peter received a divine revelation, and he's speaking spiritually.
人家说你是使徒约翰的再生，使徒约翰。
And others say that you are
像使徒约翰。
You are like John the Baptist.
你是耶利米。
Or you are Jeremiah.
你是先知的一个。
You are one of the prophets.
都不对了。
But these are not correct. Because the Lord Jesus is greater than all of these.
是神的儿子，是基督。
And he is the Son of God.
所以这给我们一个很大的明白，说我们难道掺杂在人群的议论推论而不准确的那语言当中吗？
And this allows us to think, are we among the multitude who are guessing?
或者我们从属灵上，从圣经的道理上，从圣灵的启示方面来了解神。
Or do we understand God through the revelation of the Bible and from a spiritual sense?
投入了主正确的心怀意念。
And also we have been received into the correct teaching of the Lord.
所以这一点也是值得我们学习的。
So this is something that is worthy of our learning.
他们，你们，就内圈的人。
And they, you, and the insiders and outsiders.
耳聪心睿。
That we need to have a clear eyes, a keen ears, and perceptive heart.
启示从圣经来的大教导。
And to receive the revelation from God and the Bible.
好，所以这样，我们再看下去，在最后一个例子，请看24-26。
And the last example in verse 24-26.
其实啊，这个也是很重要的一个教导。
It is also a very important teaching.
啊，因为你要是看马可福音，啊，八九十这三章。
If you look at Mark chapter 8, 9, 10.
啊，这当中在30节左右，刚好在篇文篇的中间那几节。
And right in the middle of this passage.
30节左右哈。
Around verse 30.
都在讲英文的一个字 discipleship， 就是说门徒之道，门徒的道理的道路。方法途径。
And continue talks about the word discipleship.
啊，那是门徒以为说跟着主，像好像众人在约翰福音六章或其他地方说要吃饼吃鱼。
And the disciples believe that when we follow the Lord, you could have bread and fish.
因为是众人，他们从外表从肉体来看，那信主的益处了。
This is what the other people perceive, the benefits of believing in the Lord.
但是我们不是啊。
But we are not like them.
鱼肉饼这些血肉这是身外物。
And the fish and the bread are just physical things.
我们只要求神过神意，这个日用的就会加给我们。
And if we pursue the righteousness of His kingdom, then these daily needs will be given to us.
那我们还有一点就更深入、更中心、核心的一点就是。这个价值是在做门徒之道，门徒的道路、门徒的方法、门徒的原则。
And what is more core to all of this is the concept of discipleship.
啊，那是什么？说什么呢
？And what does it say?
若有人跟从我，就当舍己，背起他十字架，然后跟从我。
If anyone follows me, then deny himself and take up the cross and follow.
但是我们再仔细看一下。
But if we think about this clearly.
舍己。
Denying himself.
不要说我没有自己。
And to say that we are no longer.
但现在人世间这个 selfhood 最重要了。
But in this world today, self is the most important.
古代的那些修道士啦、传教士啦。
And the missionaries of old.
啊，其实你看他们没有己这个字眼。
They do not have the word self.
所以你看加州一大堆的 mission， 那种传教士的遗迹、教堂的纪念地。
And you can see all these missions in California.
啊，他们的确在修道啊。
And they are truly.
要达到无己。
Practicing the words and the.
传道没有自己的利益来计算。
And when you're preaching the gospel, you cannot calculate your own benefits. And what about today?
很大的反讽，很大的对比。
And this is a great contrast.
那再说十二级，那背起苦架，难堪呐，苦难呐。
We need to deny ourselves, and then we need to take up our cross and our burdens.
但是现在呢？
But what about today?
甜的，舒服的。
Sweet and comfortable.
啊，或者有利益的。
Where it's beneficial.
去这样去，就是大家的就集中要跑去。
Is where people will gather.
啊，苦的呢，难的呢，
and those,
苦难的呢。
What is bitter and suffering?
寥寥无几。
And there'll be nobody around.
所以说这个背十字架谈何容易啊
！And so it's not easy to take up the cross.
变成一个口头禅、口头禅而已。
And it becomes only a saying.
但是呢，假定一个人要没有自己， so, 他能够忍受苦难。
If a person can deny himself and take up his burden,
甚至像历代以来很多的这叫烈士或者殉道士
，and or we talk about the martyrs,
啊，他们的确有这种精神
，they truly have the spirit,
因为他们跟从主到底
，and because they follow the Lord to the end.
有机会看看那个 Colosseum, 就是那个斗兽场
，and if we look at
Colosseum,
have the opportunity to visit Colosseum,
看那些在被禽兽。 或者被敌人或被罗马人打死的这些基督徒。
You can see the Christians who were put to death by the beasts and the soldiers.
我们说赴汤蹈火。就是说真的是很大的熬炼苦难，甚至生命的危险。
And they have gone through a great suffering.
他们的确做到。
And they have accomplished.
因为他们做门徒，主的门徒。
Because they are the disciples of God.
所以这个当然对今天来说啊，是很大的警惕了。
And so today this is a great reminder for us.
因为你可以举目观看啊，基督教界的传教士们出来，有小部分是真的做以外。
And if you can see the missionaries in Christianity.
牺牲一生，就为了要建立神的国、神的义。
There are very few who has sacrificed their whole life to establish the kingdom of God. They do not have themselves.
只有神的事物。
They only care about the things of God.
信徒们的福祉。
They,
灵魂得救。
They think about the salvation of the believers.
这些人很伟大的。
These are the great people.
那大部分人变成职业性的工人了。
But most become professional workers.
就变成一个雇工一样。
And they're like the higher hands.
当然在我们也要警惕。
But we also need to be cautious.
我们每一个人都要做背着十字架，就是说要舍己背十字架。
That every one of us must deny ourselves and bear our own cross.
那这样跟从主。
And follow the Lord this way.
就从意志上，从情志上，这样的熬炼自己的。
And we are training ourselves in our own determination.
然后用行动付诸实行。
And to show it through our actions.
所以我们一层一层的播，一层的播更靠近主的心怀意念。
And so we go one step further and come closer to the will of God.
所以能够用主的教训来体会主的心肠。
And to use the teaching of the Lord to understand His will.
排除血肉的，或者是表面的。
And to eliminate the superficial.
或者排除在为用自个己为中心的。
We eliminate our own thoughts and will.
那就用主基督的心为心，这时候才明白腓立比书二章五节的话吧。
And we are take the heart of the God as our own heart, and we understand Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
主的心是什么？
That what is the heart of the Lord?
他就说，门徒啊，有一句话跟你说。
And he would say, the disciples, I have something to tell you.
那你愿意很谦卑的，很愿意受教的心，主，请说。
Well, we're willing to say very humbly, Lord, please speak.
那你的，就得到属灵、属肉各方面的好处。
Then you will receive a spiritual and physical benefit.
这是无法形容的。
And this is indescribable.
好，所以愿主祝福我们。
So may the Lord bless us.
我们唱诗235首。
Let's sing hymn number 235.